This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 1611, How to Pump Yourself Up in English. Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 200 million times. Are you feeling stuck with your English? We'll show you how to become fearless and fluent by focusing on connection, not perfection. With your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Colorado and New York City, USA. To get real-time transcripts right on your phone and create your personalized vocabulary list, try the All Ears English app for iOS and Android. Start your 7-day free trial at allearsenglish.com/app.
Before you enter a big presentation, a meeting, or even just a long day, what can you say to yourself in English to get motivated and ready? Today, get new English phrases to give yourself a pep talk in English.
This podcast is sponsored by Indeed. As a business owner myself, I've learned that the most important key to success is having a great team. But it can be time-consuming, reading through tons of resumes. Need to hire a great candidate at your company? Why not eliminate the busy work? Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so that you can connect with candidates faster. Just in the minute that I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. So join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/AEE. Just go to Indeed.com/AEE right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/AEE. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Hey, Michelle, how's it going?
Hey, Lindsay, how are you?
I'm excited. Yeah, we're on YouTube today and in the podcast world. Guys, you can come on over to our YouTube channel to check it out.
Awesome. I love it. Yes, it's fun when we do these YouTube episodes.
It is fun.
It is fun. Lindsay, what's a pep talk?
A pep talk. Oh my gosh. A pep talk is when you are preparing for something and usually someone prepares you. They give you a little thing. They tell you something to get you ready. It's common in sports, right? Or performance. I mean, you did a lot of performing, Michelle. Right. I think on stage. Did you ever have a pep talk from anyone, your parents or someone?
Yeah, of course. There was always, you know, before, you know, going on stage, there would always be like a where the cast kind of has this special moment. It's a big pep talk. You know, maybe the director gives a speech, something like that. But like I love to give a good pep talk. I don't know. like to my students, I always like giving pep talks, you know, if someone is feeling like a little bit shy or uncomfortable or something. So I like to give a good pep talk. But do you ever give yourself pep talks?
Yeah, sometimes before I get on the phone. Speaking of the phone, Michelle, there is a web class coming up, which I want to make sure we let our listeners know about it. To be honest, when I was a kid, I think I've shared this before, I used to actually get so nervous before getting on the phone, I would write my notes out of what I was going to say, like to a friend or to someone, whoever I had to call, I would make notes and prepare.
I want to give you a hug.
I don't know. I think I was kind of an awkward kid.
And look at you now. You can talk.
A lot of talking going on here. We talk a lot on this show. But yeah, so that's something we don't want our listeners to have to do, right, Michelle? To make notes and to feel nervous and to doubt themselves. So what is the way to feel more confident?
Yeah, well, don't wait for somebody to give you a pep talk. Give yourself a pep talk.
Yeah.
So we have a listener question about this today, and I just love it. I love the idea of giving your motivating yourself. So yes, Lindsay, could
totally.
Well, let's talk about the web quest.
No, I just want to give our listeners the link on where to sign up before we get into it. So guys, go to sign up for that live web class. It is coming up this end of this week and this weekend. Okay, so go to allersenglish.com/phone and sign up. Be there on time or early to do a pre-party with Aubrey and Jessica and get those phone skills that you want in your career. Okay.
Definitely. Love it.
Yes.
Okay. Now, Lindsay, would you read the question?
Yes. Now we're officially ready. This is a question from Tuan. And Tuan says, I've been listening to your podcast for so long and the impact on my listening skills and speaking is obvious. That's awesome, Michelle.
Great.
What a good feeling. Could you please make an episode about phrases to motivate yourself or give yourself a pep talk to raise yourself up? Thank you so much.
I love this question. I love this idea of like taking control. I mean, and just giving yourself that pep talk, right? Like we can't rely on people to just like, oh, you can do it. You know, you can't rely on that all the time. Like maybe as a little kid you can, but like as somebody as like a global professional or, you know, somebody, an adult, right? You can't always rely on another person to tell you, oh, things are going to be okay, right? Like, you can do this, right?
Exactly.
So we want to learn how to do this ourselves.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I remember working in Japan, walking to work, right? In Tokyo, it was a hot day all the time. And I was thinking to myself, I can do this. I can do this. I can do this. I can do this. And walking in and having to be confident once you open that door. But there is a moment of self-doubt. So if we have something we can say to ourselves on the way to work or on the way to that meeting, we can be so much more successful in our careers. Right?
Right. Exactly. It makes me think of that book because I read it to my son all the time, The Little Engine That Could.
Oh, yeah. Of course. We read that as a kid too, right? How long is that going to be around? Forever.
Probably. And in the background, you might be able to hear my son screaming. So I apologize for that, but hopefully not. Anyway, but yeah. So The Little Engine That Could, it says, I think I can, right?
Right. Of course. It's so famous. So have we done any episodes on this topic before, Michelle?
Yes. Well, we did a similar episode to this, but this was from 2016. So I think it's worth another look-see, right? So this is episode 552. What do you dread? How to motivate yourself to get stuff done in English. But guys, we are doing an updated version today. I mean, guys, to me, it sounds like, you know, our listener is asking about motivating, you know, how to motivate yourself rather than others, right?
Yeah.
And the language can be pretty similar, but we're really talking about that self-motivation today. But we can also talk about if you could use it with others as well. Lindsay, are there any other episodes that our listeners should check out?
Well, talking about praising the effort or the result, this was kind of an interesting society episode, guys. So if you want to just get some food for thought, as we say, go over to Allers English podcast episode 1341. Okay, go and find that. If you're using the iOS or the Android app, you can just type that into the search bar. It'll pull it up right away. Really interesting conversation we had there, Michelle. Yeah.
Definitely. I love it. So yeah, we talked about this expression, I think, on one of these episodes, you got this, right? you got this. And that's really useful. But yeah, listen to that episode. I think that one was in 1341.
Yeah.
So, I mean, Lindsay, could you say like, you got this to yourself?
Oh yeah, of course. Very common, right? And what exactly are we saying when we say you got this? Well, let's share with our listeners what we are saying grammatically. There.
Right.
Michelle.
You got this.
Mm-hmm.
It's basically like saying you can do it, right? It's like you have this under control.
You have this. You already possess this, whatever it is. I say that all the time. It's so common, guys. So natural and native. Yeah.
And you can say this to other people as well, but you could use it with yourself. So for example, I could say to myself, okay, Michelle, it's going to be a long day, but you got this.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. I think everyone talks to themselves. I think everyone does. They may not admit it.
or may not even realize it. Like, I'm not sure that I do that, but I probably do.
For sure. I know I talk to myself. I certainly do. Yeah. Hilarious. It's so funny. Yeah. So, right. So, okay, Michelle, it's been a long day. It's going to be a long day, but you got this. So what would be an example of when you might use this, Michelle? Where are you going? What kind of situation are you entering?
I just had a long, I had a very long day the other day. I had two doctor's appointments in one day. We were recording, I think, in the middle of the day.
Yeah.
And I didn't sleep well the night before. So and then Dan had a doctor's appointment and I had to walk around with our son for like 2 hours waiting for him. Oh,
jeez.
That was a long day. So I could have said to myself, like, you got this, you got this. Like, don't stop now.
You're visualizing the end of the day, right? You're visualizing
it. Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah. I mean, so that brings up the question, like, why do we need to give ourselves these pep talks in the first place, Lindsay?
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I mean, you know, I think in our culture, in American culture, we do have a real bias towards being positive, but there is something to it, right? Because if we, you know, if we do that, if we say positive things to ourselves, our body does react, and that changes the way we see the world, right? We see what we look for. So if you set a positive tone for your day, you will find the positive things in that day, in that meeting, right? Or in that presentation or that conference, right? That day at a conference, it feels overwhelming at 8 a.m., you know, you've got a long day, a lot of sessions, seminars.
Or that phone call. Yeah. Like, or that you phone said, call. You know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Exactly. I mean, so Lindsay, what are some other things that you can say to motivate yourself?
All right. So come on, right? That means come on, right? It's come on. So you guys, if you have the app, you'll see how to spell this and the key words. We use this a lot too, Michelle. It's very native. Maybe if you don't want to exercise. And I know, Michelle, you've been working on your exercise routine and hopefully, what's your report
I'm still
for us?
Going
have you
strong.
Dropped off?
I okay, just want to tell you that. I've been exercising for like 4 months. Like,
okay, I was going like to check in. Record. I was going to check in and I'm glad to see that you're still sticking with it. That's fantastic.
Thank you.
So do you say that to yourself sometimes to go?
Yeah, I definitely could say that. Like I could say like, come on, Michelle, let's get started. You know, like if I want to go faster or work a little bit harder, even in the, I could say it before getting started or I could talk about it during, right? If you're doing like a circuit or something like that. And it's like, I don't want to do this. You could just say, come on, Michelle.
Yeah. And the other thing that I think about in today's episode is sports, right? In the middle of a sports game, if you guys right now, the French Open, we're recording this in June, but right now the French Open is going on. And you can hear, I played tennis when I was growing up. You can hear tennis players will say, come on, right? Mm-hmm. Let's go. You can hear it under their breath, right? They will say it. So very common in sports as well. Okay.
Right. Yeah. I love it. Uh-huh. Okay, Lindsay, what's the next one? We kind of talked about this a little bit, I think, already.
Yep. So you can do it or you can do this, right? You can do it. Again, these are so natural and native. Let's say, for example, I'm taking a test tomorrow. Michelle, what could I say to myself to get myself pumped up?
Well, you could say, okay, Lindsay, don't worry. You can do this.
Yeah, exactly. And it sounds silly, right? We're talking about talking to ourselves. But again, I think everyone does it. And it's just a matter of what is the dialogue going on in your own head? We want it to be positive. Okay. And we want it to be English too, right, Michelle? We don't want it to be the native language.
That's a very good point for our listeners. Like, change your inner monologue. You know, the way that you might motivate yourself in your first language, change it to English. You might feel differently.
Ooh, interesting. We just struck an interesting idea there. I think we may come back to that for the title or something. Okay, Michelle, and what is the last one that our listeners could say?
Never give up or don't give up, right?
Yeah.
So, like, for example, like, let's say I'm hiking with you and I can't get over a huge rock. And of course, you're already 10 rocks ahead of me because you're the hiker. I could say, like, okay, Michelle, don't give up now. You're almost there.
Exactly. Exactly. You know, it's all about pushing ourselves. And those likes, those can be really tough for anyone, especially when the altitude is getting you, Michelle. You should come out here and we should do a hike in Colorado. That'd be fun.
Oh, my God. That would be so embarrassing.
That'd be great.
Because, oh, my gosh, I would not want you to see my hiking skills. No, I mean, like big rocks. And I could see myself getting nervous anyway. But yes, that would be fun. I do like to hike. But
Yeah. Go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, like, again, some of these expressions, or most of them, you could really say to other people as well. But we wanted to really focus on this idea of saying it to yourself, especially in English, like Lindsay said.
For sure. And I want to add like a little bonus phrase for our listeners today to get pumped up or to pump yourself up. I don't think we covered that one, but it's really good and really relevant and modern, right? To pump yourself up. Okay. So that's a good one, guys. Write that bonus down. So good.
Exactly. I love it. So, Lindsay, it's not always about talking to yourself. Sometimes you have to find other ways to motivate yourself. That's not just, you know, little expressions or things like that, which are useful, but maybe even deeper ways to motivate yourself. Lindsay, what's something that you could do?
I mean, quotes are great. Quotes that have deep meaning to you and maybe someone famous that you resonate with, that you has been on a similar journey as you, put it on the wall. Why not? Right? Put it on the wall and look at it every day.
Exactly. And I didn't put this one in here, but I'm going to add, listen to a fun song, like something that gives you energy. And I mean, you'll feel so different. You'll feel motivated if you listen to a certain song.
Yeah. A lot of people do that when they work out. And I should do that too. Like just put on Spotify or some like way to play music and listen, right? Listen to some music. So good. So good.
Yeah. You could also read books about people you admire, like autobiographies, about someone who you think is really successful, and you could learn something from them. So that's motivating as well.
Yeah. Or talk to your friends. Connection. It comes back to connection. You know, ask them what they do or just have a conversation with them. If you're really nervous about something, you're feeling overwhelmed, there's nothing like stepping away, getting connected socially, and then come back to things with a fresh mindset. Maybe meet a friend for a coffee before a big presentation instead of stewing in your own nervousness. Right? Stewing
in it. You're just sitting in it. Exactly. I definitely talk to other people about this. Get ideas of how to motivate yourself from others. Why not?
Yeah, I love it. What's the takeaway, Michelle, for our listeners? A few things, right?
Well, a few things. I mean, guys, we focus a lot on, you know, the idea of giving other people pep talks. Like when I hear a pep talk, I generally think, oh, to give someone else, right? But what about ourselves? We can't forget to do that either. I mean, so try these expressions out or these other ideas out the next time you're feeling like down or maybe frustrated or you just need that extra push. And also remember, do it in English, right?
Do it
Change
in English.
That monologue in your head of what's going on and spit it out. Motivate yourself in English to succeed in English.
Yeah, exactly. I love that we hit on that topic. We hadn't even thought about that in the beginning, but that is the way to become fluent and fearless, right, guys? To hit that 99% fluency level, we need to be thinking and living in English. So challenge yourself to do it, especially in these moments when your emotion is heightened, right? Science has proved that when emotion is heightened, we learn more. So imagine if you could always be saying those pep talks to yourself in English when you're very emotional. You would learn a lot faster. So very cool. Absolutely. Very interesting today, Michelle. Really good stuff.
Absolutely love it. Guys, remember we have our web class coming. Well, it's very, very soon.
It's very soon. It's very soon. But you can still sign up, guys. So go to allersenglish.com/phone and learn how to have fearless phone calls in English with Aubrey and Jessica live. So good.
All right. Awesome. I love it. Okay, Lindsay, this has been so much fun. I will see you on the next one.
All right. Take care. Bye.
All right. Bye.
Thanks for listening to All Ears English. Would you like to know your English level? Take our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/fluency score. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.